The line of immigrants applying to become U.S. citizens has become longer. There's been a backlog of citizens' applications for years, but it has increased dramatically since President Trump took office. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, immigrant advocates say this has become the Trump administration's second wall.
Okay, and this is a question you need to remember.
On a recent evening, three immigrants are sitting in a small airless room in San Francisco for a free citizenship class. Their instructor dictates some key facts about American civics slowly so they can take notes.
The president lives in the White House. Congress makes new laws.
The instructor, Samuel Bianco, works for the International Institute of the Bay Area, a group that provides legal immigration services. Bianco's students are lawful permanent residents preparing for the U.S. citizenship test and interview. But for some applicants, the hardest part may not be the test. It may be in getting an appointment to take it, says Samuel Bianco.
Before the 2016 election, generally, applications would take 4, 5, 6 months to process, and now they're taking 10 months to a year.
The wait is longest in cities with large immigrant communities. In Washington, D.C., it can take up to 16 months. New York City, 21 months. Atlanta, 22 months.
This is, in the best situation, a form of ineffective bad government.
Diego Iniguez-Lopez is with the National Partnership for New Americans, a coalition of immigrant advocacy groups.
In the worst case scenario, it's a form of voter suppression from an agency that's becoming more and more part of the Trump administration's agenda against immigrants.
Iniguez-Lopez's organization has studied the backlog that it calls Trump's second wall. According to the most recent government data, there are more than 750,000 pending applications for citizenship. That's almost double the number in 2014, and up nearly 20% since Trump took office. Administration officials reject the idea that they are anti-immigrant. They say there's a simple explanation for the backlog. More people are applying to become citizens, and they point out that the total number of people who are naturalized each year has remained virtually unchanged. But there are other factors that have slowed down the process. First, during the Obama administration, the citizenship application doubled in size to 21 pages. Then the Trump administration made the interview process even more rigorous. Instructor Samuel Bianco says that can be time-consuming.
Students are coming back and they're talking about being asked about every single bit of information, no matter how minute it may be in that application. And so, yes, we feel that the citizenship interview is tightening.
One of Bianco's students, Dennis, spends hours preparing for his interview. He's a former diplomat and asked that we only use his first name because he fears reprisals against his family in Venezuela. Dennis says he's already submitted his application with his fingerprints and paid the $725 fee.
Yeah, it's very... I am nervous.
Dennis says he's worried about passing, but tries to imagine how he'll feel the day he becomes a citizen.
I am celebrating. I am very happy. I feel very good for...
Dennis's interview and citizenship test is scheduled for next week. He's been waiting 10 months. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.